Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we always look for signs of what could be lurking around the house when we have a freeze, a snowfall, then a freeze, and then the thaw. They are indicative of conditions that may need attention around your house. First of all, when you see a lot of icicles form from after a snowfall, that's an indication of heat loss, which means that insulation may be lacking in your attic, and poor ventilation may be attributing to moisture buildup as well. Both are signs that some attention needs to be addressed to the conditions in your attic for insulation and ventilation. Now, once the ice melts, of course, that water has to have a place to go. The next area of concern would be possibly water infiltration, which could occur into your basement. And water leaking into the basement is an indication that we may have issues there leading to drain tile problems around the perimeter of the building, maybe some pump issues as well.
What are some of the other issues, Southern Miller, things to keep an eye out for?
When you see water accumulating around your perimeter of your home when we have a thaw, that may mean that we have poor drainage, which is allowing this water to collect. So paying attention to that, not much you can do about it this time of year. But paying attention to where water might be collecting and addressing that in the spring with grading or drain tile may be an appropriate thing to do.
How do you go about addressing some of the other issues that can happen with the freeze-thaw cycle, the getting insulation in the house? Can that be done now during the winter?
The good news about insulation is it can pretty much be done any time of the year. Actually, the winter time is the best time in that the temperatures in the attic are more comfortable than it might be in the middle of summer. So if you did go through a bout where you had tremendous heat loss, great ice formation, and you want to address that now, it may be a smart move to get that done in the winter months so as to avoid the heat of the summer.
And what could happen if down the road, after this freeze-thaw, freeze cycle, that you don't take care of it and things start to get worse?
There's always the issue to be concerned about as to what consequence could come from ignoring these warning signs that we just talked about. For example, if you ignore the heat loss that you have in your attic, of course, you're paying increased utility bills, but also you could have an issue of moisture entrapment in your attic, which could lead to roof deck deterioration from mold growth. So the consequence there could be the need for a new roof as well as a new roof deck. Letting water seep into your basement could also lead to similar problems with mold and also the inconvenience of water infiltration. So dealing with water on your perimeter could forestall the issues of dealing with mold and water damage inside your basement as well. I guess the point of all of this is that using the temperature change, the freeze-thaw cycle, to pay attention to what may be going on around your house is a good and responsible thing to do so as to make the right judgment as to what steps you need to take to prevent any kinds of issues with the water infiltration and freezing that has occurred.